Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike, once again saying thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for clicking the podcast in any platform that you're listening to, whether if it's in your bedroom, in your shower, or while you're on your way to work. If you're visually watching me in the YouTube channel, I greatly appreciate it. Energy's a little bit on the higher side today because I'm very excited. This is episode number 10, season ending episode number 10, and this will conclude season number 1. Guys, I'm just grateful. I'm very appreciative. I want to start this episode by reflecting back a little bit as far as, you know, from where we began to where we are now. Even the way I am communicating with you guys, dialoguing, there's been growth in me that I'm sure you guys have seen, right? Even in the background as well, right? We have changed stuff up. We have made it look a little bit better, a little bit fuller compared to the full white screen or the full white background that we had previously, right? And even with the editing, I think you guys can see that I've gotten a little bit better at, you know, you have camera angle one and then look, camera two. Isn't that pretty cool? That you guys get to witness that, like the growth that one goes through. But more than anything, guys, I want to thank you guys for walking in this journey with me. I hope the previous episodes have been of a blessing to you guys. And because this is episode number 10, I definitely need your guys' participation in this, please. So right there down below in the comment section, regardless of whether you're listening to it in podcast platforms or in YouTube, do me a favor, comment your favorite episode and your favorite Q&A. One, because I want to see what you liked the most out of the whole season. Two, I want to kind of see what was something, you know, I want to see the analytics myself as far as which episode did you like the best, which Q&A you liked the best, and see what we can do for season number 2 and try to touch those a little bit more if that's even possible. Another thing that I need help from you guys as well, please, guys. If you guys can comment who you guys would like for me to interview in season number 2. I already have a list. I have it right here. Big old list of possible candidates that I want to interview. But I want you guys to write on comments, or I don't even know if you can tag them, or the people you want me to interview. But it would be really nice if you guys add them there, because I want to see who you guys would be interested in. And I want you guys to also comment the question in particular that you would want me to ask. No holds bar. Ask whatever you want to ask. I'm not promising I'm going to ask the question, but because some people want to ask questions that are not to edify and not to grow, they're simply questions just to be chismosos, and I'm not a big fan of that. I think vulnerability and transparency is what gives opportunity for growth and development, and that's what we try to do here, guys, okay? So please comment with those couple things. Another thing that I would like for you guys to comment is what topics or what conversations do you guys want to have about either personal growth or just questions in general? Keep asking so that we can have these dialogues with one-on-ones with whoever either I'm interviewing or whoever knows. Like maybe you that are listening, you have a story that you want to tell, and maybe one day we can bring you on board and have those one-on-ones and keep growing and have these great conversations. Right, guys? So please, those big favors, guys, I'm asking you, please. Season 10, I definitely want to end it with a bang. So those comments, your participation is going to take to season 2 and launch it to a whole nother level, guys. So please, I would really appreciate that. All right, guys. Well, episode number 10, we're not shying away from a specific topic that we want to hit. So with episode number 10 to kick off, we're going to be talking about what is a real man. This one in particular hit a little bit home because in today's culture, in today's society, guys, I think men are being mistreated in the sense of like, we don't need them. We can do without them. And the reality is so far from the truth. men play such an important and an impactful role in this world that if men were to take the responsibility that God has given us, we would definitely be in a different world where value, morals, respect, and integrity would be in place. But anyways, I'll dig into it a little bit more, but that's one of the reasons why we started, or I started, the Mac Effect, guys, was because, yes, I want to impact the lives of men. I know I'm going to impact the lives of women as well. But particularly, I've been asking this whole season, men, tune in, men watch, men please grow. And I know women are growing too, because they're smart enough to understand, if I can take a piece of this nugget that he's teaching about men and it I can implement it in my life, then they're going to keep growing and evolving and developing from that. But men, I'm urging you guys, please, guys, take the risk, take the challenge, listen and see what episode really can impact you and hit you to the core where you say, you know what, something has to change, something has to give, and we need to continue getting better at this. Well, when it comes to what's a real man, guys, in today's world, I believe the expectations for a man are very, very high. But at the same time, they're not like unattainable or unreachable, if that makes any sense. I'll give you an example, or I'll give you a couple examples. Like, for example, if you work, your paycheck is our paycheck, but her paycheck is her paycheck. And I think that's something that society tries to implement in this world and say, that's right, that's how it should be. A man is supposed to provide, you know, a house, an apartment, food, pay the bills, make sure the cars are up and running. There's that big responsibility, right? Like, you got to do and you got to act. And then also a man has to be well-groomed, has to be in a high-paying job, make sure his title matches. Well, maybe title, it might not be the most important thing, but definitely the salary matters, you know? So I think you also, in this world, in the world that we live in today, I think the standard is you have to be a great husband and you have to be even better father. I think another standard that the world puts on a man today is they have to be brave, strong, healthy, self-control. I mean, a lot of things that are put out there, like, you know, you have to be well built all around in order for you to call yourself a man. And I come here, guys, to say that is so far from the truth, that we just have gotten to a place where this world tries to tell us this is the square that you need to fit in, and that's where you have to stay. And that's not true, guys. I'm here to advocate for us, because every previous episode was challenging the old self, the old man, the old woman that we have inside of us. This episode is kind of more advocating like, hey, slow down. It's okay. We could be broken in all those areas, but we're going to first start taking it a step at a time. So all those things that the world puts on us, like that we have to perform and we have to be and this is the only way, no, we're shattering that and we're stopping that. I think, you know, because of everything that I said of what the world puts on top of men as far as this is what's expected from you, I think we live in a world where it's hard to be a real man. I think back in the days, it was just a lot easier to be a man. In the sense of, like, I'll give you an example. In my house, in my household, before my parents got separated, my dad would go to work, come back home. Here's the check. I'm going to sit back, watch TV, and chill. Tomorrow, he'll wake up, clock back in, go to work, come back, here's the check. And it was just kind of like, you come back home from work, you're done, you did your job, and the wife has to do everything else. And nowadays, if you try to do that, it's like, no, dude, like, you need to get home from work. You need to not only continue bringing in the bacon, you need to help around the house, you need to help the wife, you need to help the kids emotionally. You need to build them up, build yourself up. You need to help your family, help other people around you. You also have to find time for yourself, but at the same time, not neglect others. You also have to become a handyman, a repairman, a remodeler, or someone that knows how to remodel. Is that kind of like a construction worker, I guess? And there's so many things that it's like you have to be able to do. But man, if we look back at our previous episodes, it's like I'm still learning how to do individual growth. I'm still trying to figure out my feelings. I'm still fighting secrets that I have behind people's backs and so forth, right? Previous episodes that I have covered. But now I have to also be the mature one, and I have to be healthy, and I have to hold up everyone else around me. Men, those are the responsibilities that we have as men and are obligated to have for our family and for the people around us, whether we like it or not. Now, that's why when I was talking last week on our Q&A about women being submissive, that's where I feel it's like, you know, we shouldn't complain. We should almost look at it like it's easier to just follow someone when the other person has the responsibility to make a game plan. He needs to make sure he has everything checked off and ready before he even worries about himself. Everything else must be covered: wife, kids, emotionally, physically, mentally, house, cars, responsibilities. Something breaks down, you know, the kids and the wife are kind of just chilling, like, all right, well, he'll figure it out. And you're the one that has to figure everything out. You get what I'm saying? So it takes a lot from a man. And if your man's already doing something like this, I urge you, not only give him kudos, but do something special for them, because you don't find a lot of those men out there, to be honest with you. Men that want to go over every topic that I was talking about in our previous episode, men that really want to break generational chains, men that openly want to talk about pornography and infidelity or lust, men that really want to talk about lack of maturity. I'm going through all the previous episodes that I've covered, guys. You don't find them that often. So when you have one, value him. And even if he's broken and is lacking in some areas, let's build him up, because, man, he's doing more service to this world and what you need as a wife and kids than you can imagine. So at least he's present, and that already is a big ups to being missing, MIA, and never being involved. And if you're not involved, this is why the Mac Effect is here. Reach out. Let me help you. Share with me what's going on. I'll find the right places to send you to direct you, so that we can grow, you can develop, and then eventually go into the role that God has called you to be. Because I know a lot of men say, well, I don't get to see my kids because of my baby mama. Maybe, but have you done anything to contribute to why the baby mama doesn't want you to be around the kids? Maybe we can start behaving and doing things that we're supposed to do. We don't need to prove to her, but we definitely need to prove it to the kids so that they can see dad is doing everything in his power to make sure you can spend time with me, right? This is why men and I know women are, when you listen to this podcast, I know you take the nuggets as far as not only valuing your men, but what can you do as well in your household to keep uplifting and growing everyone around you as well. So with all this being said, this is why it's so important, men, for us to have a strong and healthy community that we can go to. And what I mean by community, I mean being around the right men that you need to be around. You can't just go to any other guy and say, yeah, dude, I'm having problems with my wife. You know, she's doing this and this and this. And if your homie, the one that you go to and talk to, is like, yeah, dude, that's not right. Like, she shouldn't be acting like this and blah, 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 blah. You're speaking to the wrong person. Because the right person is going to say, all right, bro, look, I'm hearing you out. I'm hearing everything you're saying that your wife's not doing, that she's lacking. But let me ask you a question. What are you doing to make her feel better or put her in a place where she feels better and secure? Right? And we probably don't come across a lot of communities of men that are healthy like that. So I'm urging you guys to reach out so that we can find these places for you. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I'm going to find you the right spot the first time. I can. I'm not saying I'm going to fix your situation from 0 to 100. I'm not here saying that I know the answers to everything and this is exactly the recipe to success. What I am saying is, if you believe in God, or if you at least give me the opportunity to tell you that God is a good fundamental foundation to have in your life, and that if you're willing to be just honest and vulnerable, with those two things together, we'll be able to start causing a shift in your life that's going to start causing something different to happen, right? I talked about this in a previous episode. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But when you do something different, when you're like, hey, I'm tired of this and I need to start doing it this way, which is reaching out, right? If you reach out and we plug you in with people that are breaking generational chains, with men that are openly saying, I know where I'm messing up and I need to get better at. If you're in groups that, you know, some people would make fun of when you start talking about pornography or infidelities and lust. Other men would make fun of you for those things. But when you surround yourself with healthy men, not only will they not make fun of you, they'll be honest enough and say, I struggle with it too. And we need to find ways to break free from that. It's crazy, guys. Like, I'm telling you, we live in a world where we're starting to call the bad stuff good and the good stuff bad. And that's a scary road to kind of go down by. So yeah, guys, that's the reason why the Mac Effect started. Because not only do I want to help men, I want to help women. I want to see where it rolls to and what it develops. But the primary focus is to help. And I really strongly believe when we get the man right in a household, everything else will follow. I'll give you an example before I let you guys go. You know, people say, like, for example, you know, girls want a guy with high money and they don't want to contribute financially because that's the man's job. And, you know, there's high expectations for the man, but low expectations for the girls. Well, when we really look at that situation as far as, you know, why the girl thinks like that or the woman thinks like that, it's probably because at some point a father figure was lacking or missing. She grew up in a house where probably mom or someone was a man hater and saying, you know, F that guy. We don't need men. We can do this on our own. Grew up with sisters, siblings thinking similar ways. And then that gets like programmed into your head to say, well, we don't need men. But if a man was present, if a dad was present, the dad would be there to hug that little girl and tell that little girl how much he loves her and how special she is, just like mom is special. So now, rather than hating a man because the man was healthy enough to stay and do the job that God has called him to do, that little girl grows up with love towards men. So now when she grows up and a man says, like, we're going to put our finances together, and you're going to make sacrifices and I'm going to make sacrifices and you're going to submit to me, but I'm going to submit to Jesus, that actually doesn't start sounding like a crazy idea. That girl, that woman actually says, well, I saw that implemented by my dad. I saw how my mom was submissive to him. Heck yeah, I need a man that I can be submissive to. That's why for me, in my heart, it's so important for us men to, like, grab it, like, really agarrar la onda, like, really grab the situation and the responsibility that God has given us to uplift and better our families. No more excuses of like, well, you know, I don't have time for school. We got to make plans with our wives, with our partners, and say, hey, it's going to be my turn right now to try to grow and grow us. And we're going to invest 1 year, 2 years in me for this. And after a while, it's going to be like, hey, Now let's take a pause. Let's invest in you. I'll take a step back. You go to school, you grow and develop, and with teamwork, you guys can grow. Either a business, go to school. For me, it's the Mac effect. My wife literally just took the kids out and said, I'm taking them out. You're alone. Go do what you need to do. That is her putting her personal stuff on pause and saying, this is your time to grow and this is your time to evolve yourself. Last year, it was hers with taking ownership, or 2 years ago, taking ownership of JRE, and the way she's grown that company and the way she's not only cleaned it up, but is running it. My Lord, like, I had to take that step back for her to grow. And you see her to when she first took over to now, my wife has grown in so much identity and so much promise that not only am I so proud of her, but she would have never gotten there without me. And that's not to boast me. That's to simply say that's what teamwork does. One dies so the other one can live. And now she understands this might be my time for me to do it so that Mike and his dreams can live. Crazy, right, guys? So anyways, guys, I'm not going to take too much more of your time. I wanted to share that with you. I hope the Mac effect is blessing you the way it's blessing me. It's definitely growing me. I'm so proud of myself. I give myself kudos because I never saw this possible. I never thought this would be a dream come true for me. I thank God for giving me the courage. I thank my family. Q&A week number two, I thank so many people for being in this place. But genuinely, my heart is extremely grateful. Right now, as I'm sharing this with you guys, I'm getting a little emotional because I'm just grateful, guys. Like, I'm growing. The Mac effect is here. My dream became a reality. I hope I'm inspiring you guys to become, make your dreams a reality. And I'm excited for season two. Season two is going to be a really good. I'm starting it off. I told you guys, and I've been sharing it, and I don't hide, with Jackie. And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about our marriage, our separation, our restoration, and so much more, what God has been doing. So with this being said, guys, look, be patient with me. Understand that this is my first season, and I am learning all of this. I'm learning editing. I'm a one-man show. Cameras, camera one, camera two, lighting, microphones. I'm learning all this stuff. But because season one is so close to my heart, these first 10 episodes, I'm literally spewing everything that I have learned and grown from these past several years. I'm doing a raffle. I'm going to give away $100. It's not much. I know some people are going to be like, wait, you said it was going to be something special. It is, because I believe $100 can bless anyone's life. And the way you enter to get into this raffle is by commenting and subscribing to the channel or adding it to your platform as far as one of your favorite podcasts and commenting. So please comment what I asked earlier, which is your favorite episode and your favorite Q&A, what topics you guys would want to either continue hearing or questions that you guys have, and who do you guys want me to interview. You comment all those four things, either separate or in one. I don't care. You guys pick, but it needs all four of them need to be there. And that's how you're going to enter into the raffle. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. So I'm urging you guys to do that. I will close the commenting and the subscribing through either platform or the YouTube channel next week, which would be the first or the second, one of those two dates. I'm going to close it there, and I will be personally reaching out to you, to whoever won, and we'll figure out a way to get this prize to you. All right, guys. Well, once again, thank you guys so much. Season one in the books, and I'm just super, super excited. Thank you guys for the love. Thank you guys for continuing sharing this podcast. Thank you for growing with me. I hope I hope we continue to grow in the seasons to come. I love you guys so much. See you guys in season 2. Ugh, this is crazy. Mac Effect season 1. Out, guys. Peace.